Microsoft is telling the U.S. government to reform its surveillance programs. In a strongly worded blog post, Microsoft's chief legal counsel says the Obama administration must restore trust in U.S. technology companies and uphold America's fundamental liberties. It's been a year since The Guardian and The Washington Post started reporting information from former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. He revealed a vast U.S. government program of cyber spying. KUOW's Carolyn Adolf has the story.
Microsoft's top lawyer says U.S. government surveillance has created a crisis of distrust in U.S. technology. Brad Smith says the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution protects U.S. citizens against unreasonable government searches. Microsoft and the other big internet companies are learning that foreigners expect the same right. Daniel Castro is a senior analyst at the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. He says the reaction to the Snowden revelations was that foreign clients began fleeing U.S. tech companies.
So that's why, you know, this issue is so important, because it's really about whether or not the U.S. will be a leader.
Cloud computing is growing around the world, with a lot of growth centered abroad over the next 5 years.
European companies would love to take this over. You know, Asian companies would love to take this over. And they will have that opportunity if the U.S. government doesn't create a response that allows them to compete on a level playing field.
In the blog post, Microsoft's top lawyer says the Obama administration should stop forcing U.S. technology companies to give up information about foreign clients, stop the bulk collection of internet and phone data, and stop hacking technology companies' data centers, including the ones overseas. Microsoft also wants more information about government spying to be released to the public. I'm Carolyn Adolf, KUOW News.